Hello guys, welcome to another Chalk Dude podcast. Today we're going to be talking about staying motivated. Now this is a really important issue, and I really want to kind of connect with people on it. The thing about staying motivated is that people have been talking to us, and they say that they like all the content that we're putting out on kind of Instagram and on the Facebook page and stuff like that. Some of the stories that we tell, they get kind of really motivated when they see the like inspirational quote or like little Instagram post or whatever, and they get stoked and hyped up for it. But that motivation doesn't really kind of stay that long. So they might be like really enthused to go out for a run or get down the gym or hit the bag or hit some pads just a little bit harder for like an hour, but then that motivation kind of drops off. So all I wanted to talk about was this kind of issue, and what we need to do is make sure that our goals and our intentions are aligned with that motivation. Because the thing is that motivation is kind of infectious. This is why there's so many like motivational videos out on YouTube and stuff like that. It's they're used to kind of break that procrastination. They're used to give you a certain energy. But it's up to the individual to actually use it. So, prime example is going into classes and stuff like that. I've been going down to, I've just started back at Queen Ethelberg's, and starting out this year, we've had kind of attendance up and down in different classes and stuff like that. And we've just gone to the wrestling class, and basically there's been like two or three, and then there was five, then there was two, then there was six, then there was one, then there was nine, then there was three. Today no one turned up, so it was a bit of a shock. We've been kind of following a bit of a syllabus, and there's a certain level of skill that's required to start with, a certain like base level of fitness that's required to start with, and these skills are kind of like building up your vocabulary. You need to know what the kind of positions are or the particular things that I'm saying. So I think we've got a wider audience in the from a Thai boxing perspective. So for instance, if I tell you to stand in your stance, then you know where to put your feet, you know where to hold your hands, you know the posture to be adopting. This vocabulary of saying get in your stance is vital to learning how to move to start with. If I'm saying to move left, you know how to move left, widening your stance and then readjusting, not overcommitting, dropping back into that same gait. Now, the thing is that you have to build up that vocabulary and understand the movements before you can ramp up the level of intensity. And I think one of the things that's happened in the wrestling class is that we've put a high emphasis on fitness levels, and I think that's what's kind of put people off. So understanding the requirements of the sport are vital. Now, you might get stoked and pumped up from like listening to a motivational talk or some of the stuff that we put out there. But it's understanding what your goals are and how this motivation sits with your goal. Now, if you want to be a fighter, then yeah, pushing yourself beyond the levels of comfort, doing the hard graft and doing your morning runs. I used to go out at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning so that I could get a run in before going to work at 7. That's hard. It's hard to drag yourself out of bed. You need that motivation. You need that kind of kick up the ass. And you can't rely on a motivational video or anything. It needs to come from inside. But then finding that purpose behind the goal. Find the purpose behind the goal, and then this is what will spur on that the action that's required to then follow through to that. So then you can learn how to do the skills and build up that athleticism and everything else that works along with it. So it's kind of like learning, as I was saying about with it using this vocabulary analogy. It's all well and good learning the words, but if you don't know how to use the words, then you're never going to build a sentence. This is what we're talking about. It needs to be a usable tool in order to spur you into action. So prime example is it's knowing what to do, or if you find something that's motivating, something that connects with you, something that gives you a true message, it's timing that at the right time. Now today's lesson, I turned up for the wrestling class and no one turned up, and it was like, right, okay, we need a little change of tack here, we need to be doing something different. And I changed the schedule. So I've changed what we're going to be doing for next week. But the fact is that it was a bit of a low. One of the kids that's mad keen on boxing, he was working away. He was doing his own thing in the boxing studio. And I could see him working, and I was just kind of keeping an eye on him. And he came through, and he started asking me these questions about kind of jabbing range and stuff like that. Well, I went from being at a dejected low for no one turning up to my class to being absolutely on fire. I was hitting him with these knowledge bombs that were just kind of rolling off my tongue. We were talking about range and distance and varying the tempo and like how to step in on the shot, using footwork, using angles, and all these like different analogies and different ways of throwing the jab and variations on the jab, breaking down like anger. Like I said, different angles on the jab, engagements on the jab, changing up the tempo, changing up the rhythm and the cadence, all around this one technique. We're just working on the jab now, and his eyes literally lit up. He had a smile from ear to ear. He listened. And he did exactly what I wanted him to do. He grasped these ideas and grasped these concepts, and then it was like it was in awe. It was shocked, and it was so chuffed after this little bit of direction. He has to do a little bit of pad work, and then again it was buzzing after the pad work. He said he's never had pad work at that kind of level, and he literally bounced out of the gym with a smile ear to ear. And this is what I love. This is what coaching is about. This is motivation being used. Now for me, yeah, there's highs and lows to coaching. But the thing is that coaching is my purpose. Coaching is the thing that I'm good at. I'm good at breaking down technique. I'm good at structure and training, and I've taken kids from Ron, obviously at a grassroots level, through to world title standard. Now, it doesn't matter what particular level that people are at. It matters about that enthusiasm. It matters about how you apply that motivation, whether you're listening, and then doing it, and then engagement on that thought, engagement and doing all these things that we've talked about, in applying that like internal energy to then channel it from a connection mentally to then doing it physically. And when you find that like mind-body connection, this is when the magic happens. So motivation is merely a catalyst. It's merely a tool to be used amongst all the other things that we do, amongst the technique, amongst we talk about the monotony of being a full-time fighter and a professional fighter, and getting through loads and loads of repetitions of to build the efficiency of movement. This is where motivation comes in. Are you looking in enough detail to keep on finding the new things? If you look at it from a basic level, then yeah, okay. A jab is a relatively simple thing. But like this student found, and he was examining himself. He was looking for answers. He was looking for more detail. He was looking for more detail. And the closer you look, the more you find new things to learn. And even after 20, 30 years of training now, I'm still finding new things. I still find new ways of explaining things and new things to impart knowledge, to break technique down. We've done stuff over programming your body movements, but the more refinement it takes, the more refinement you find, the more precision you find. And then this is what the beauty of watching it. This is the beauty of watching a master at work. This is when, like a jab from Floyd Mayweather, a body kick from Sanchai, a sweep from Andre Galvao, a double leg from Jordan Burroughs. All these legends of the sport have examined this finite detail, and it's this finite detail that's where the magic is. So it's the link. The motivation is to keep on looking, to keep that learning mentality, and then application of the motivation to keep on that search, keep on that journey. And that's how you use it. Now, like I said, there's a lot of information there. I'm not sure how long I've been talking, but again, a relatively quick little podcast. But let me know what you found useful and what you found usable. Because it's not always about the world champion. It could be about the guy that's come in. He's had one or two sessions. What's the gem that you've taken away from it? Because the gem that the novice might find might be something new to the world champion. The gem that the like 2 or 3 year guy has found might be the sticking point of someone that's been training 5-6 years. We all have our own journeys. We all find our little gems and the little kind of gold dust. It's how we then kind of pass that over. I hope you enjoyed this little talk about motivation and directing your learning and helping on this journey. And I'll see you on the next podcast, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Speak to you soon. See you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.